Federal agents in July destroyed over 50 pounds of a seized commercial explosive at the rock pit behind the town's airport. It was there just days before that Mark Weaver injured himself in another explosion before driving himself to the emergency room. He faces charges for having the explosives that authorities say were not registered to him, including hand grenades. He's scheduled for a trial in March. Meanwhile, last March, a fire at Crystal Lake Hatchery destroyed the incubation room and some of the king salmon eggs slated for release in the upcoming year. The Southern Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which operates the Crystal Lake Hatchery, replaced that structure this year. Petersburg started up a voluntary curbside recycling program in February. That program has led to a reduction in the amount of garbage that's shipped to an out-of-town landfill. Local voters in October approved a new excise tax on tobacco that will bring in new money for the borough in 2015 and add $2 a pack to the cost of cigarettes. However, voters did not want to make major changes to exemptions for sales tax that could have meant more money for the municipality. Also in October, the community welcomed delegates from around the region to the Alaska Native Brotherhood, Alaska Native Sisterhood Grand Camp Annual Convention. Delegates passed resolutions in 4 days of meetings and heard from several political candidates courting voters in the run-up to the November general election. The transition period continued in 2014 for the new borough government. Local leaders worked on updating laws on the books from the old city of Petersburg and considered new ones. Residents in the borough are asking for action on an ordinance on spraying herbicides for weed control. That's after the Department of Transportation announced plans to spray chemicals along a roadside on Prince of Wales Island. The DOT did not spray there this year, but plans to next year near Thorn Bay. Meanwhile, the northern boundary for Petersburg's borough is still up in the air. 2 years after the creation of the new municipality, there is an appeal by the city and borough of Juneau awaiting a hearing before the state's highest court. A Superior Court judge in February upheld a 2012 decision by the state's local boundary commission, but Juneau is hoping for a different outcome from the Supreme Court. Petersburg saw the opening of a new North Harbor in May and started up construction of a vehicle-accessible drive-down dock in South Harbor, along with other improvements along the waterfront. A former school maintenance director, Ty Peterson, pleaded guilty to child pornography charges in June, and he faces sentencing in early 2015. Local elementary school students saw summer vacation start a little bit early to accommodate a major renovation of walls and windows at Ray C. Stedman. That work continued into the fall. Elected officials asked the University of Alaska to suspend plans for two controversial timber sales on Mitkoff Island. However, the university went forward with logging. The island also saw some local sawmill operators finding new markets for logs harvested in small sales on Mitkoff. 2014 saw the quiet transfer of a hydroelectric power plant that lights Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan. The Ketchikan-based Southeast Alaska Power Agency now operates the plant that it owns at Tyee Lake on the mainland near Wrangell. Petersburg and Wrangell, meanwhile, will be deciding on the future of the Thomas Bay Power Commission, which ran the day-to-day operations of that plant until August. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.